We're here with the man who needs no introduction, Ohio State head coach Ryan Day. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How was vacation? Everything good? Were you thinking about vacation, or were you thinking about third and three while you were away?
Both. I really try to, when it's time for vacation, to be with the family and be present, but not easy to do. We actually had an opportunity to kind of do both this year, be with the team, but also kind of get away with the family some. And that's great. Had a good 2-week vacation there to get away and give a little perspective and change of scenery, which was good. Came back refreshed.
When Denzel comes out, I think in March, and says natty or bust, you hear Will Howard the last couple of weeks say it's natty or bust. You hear that, I'm sure, but you also know that it's now time to tone that down a little and get to work. Sure. Like, how do you convey that? You want the confidence in your guys, but also it's not talking season anymore. You're about to get to work. Like, how do you convey that to your guys?
Yeah, well, everyone's competitive, and that's the way I want those guys feeling that way. We wake up and those are our goals. But ultimately, that's all talk. What matters is building a foundation, and every team is different. Every team needs to be rebuilt. And what matters is the foundation that's built. Any house, or look at a pyramid, you think about, what's at the top. But the truth is, it's the foundation that's going to matter. And when we get to those big games, the work that we're putting in now is going to be very, very important. So we got to have a physical preseason. And, it's easy to look back on the past and try to, figure out, or dwell on the past. But that doesn't do us any good. We got to learn from it. It's the same thing about the future. Like, we can plan for it, but we got to be right now, and we got to have a great summer. Now, the summer we've had to this point has been great. We've had great urgency. We had great purpose. But now we're making that transition to preseason, where now the football begins.
Ryan, you're here with Jack Sawyer, who was your first commit.
Yeah.
When this all started way back when. What's that like to be here today with him?
Well, to me, there's a lot of different leadership. And some people lead, verbally. Some people lead different ways. Jack leads by his actions. And, exactly right. Like, the thing is, Jack was the first to jump in and kind of lead that group through COVID. Jack was one of the first to decide to come back this year and kind of, get the guys going in terms of getting the group to come back and play this season and then forego the NFL draft. So Jack also is a Buckeye. He's from Ohio. He knows what all that means. So, we think he's going to play his best football this season.
Denzel, not from Ohio, but from Arizona, comes here, embraces Ohio State. When you're a national program like Ohio State, embracing guys that are from other parts of the country and seeing them kind of love Ohio State.
Yep.
What is that like over the course of a 4-year period?
Well, we have to go get some of the best players in the country, and that means recruiting coast to coast. And now, more than ever, with the way the Big Ten is, we're going to be in a lot of different living rooms. But bringing guys in, have them understand what it means to be a Buckeye and understand the rivalry game and all those. Like, Denzel's completely bought into that. He understands that. And, a big part of that is, again, by actions. He decided to come back. He very easily could be in the NFL right now. He decided to come back, and that speaks a lot to our culture and a lot to how much he cares about Ohio State.
Is this the most difficult it has been to cut down and figure out who you're going to bring here, who you're going to have as captains?
Yeah.
Like, you've got so much leadership.
Yes.
What's that been like for you this summer to see all of those different leaders, different pockets of leadership take over the scene?
It's a great problem to have, but you're exactly right. I spent a long time with Jerry. Like, how are we going to choose 3 guys?
Yeah.
And, it was a little bit random, and we're going to try to do a good job of, and we have done a good job of getting some of the other guys out there to get them some exposure and do different things, because there's a lot of guys that deserve to be at this. Probably 12 guys I could mention that deserve to be here today. So it'll be interesting to see how the captain's vote goes.
You've got, I think, 9 days until you guys start training camp.
Yep.
Is there something that you have to get done in the next 9 days, 8 days before your head rises up from the pillow on day one of training camp and you say, okay, we're ready to go? Is there something that still needs to be done in these next few days that shows you that you guys are ready?
Yeah. Nothing shows us. I feel like we are ready to go practice, but I also feel like these are great opportunities to get out there and be around be around each other, continue to build chemistry, get an opportunity to still work on football. During these kind of, workouts that we're allowed nowadays, the NCAA has opened up. So that's good. Not wearing, pads or anything like that, but preparing ourselves. But then also this weekend, allowing our guys Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to get away a little bit, refresh, be ready to go, because the preseason is going to be physical.
I know it takes time to find the identity of a team, and you've talked about that. But what did you learn through these summer workouts about your team?
They're close. They care about each other. They're not afraid of conflict. They'll call each other out. If somebody sees something, they'll address it right then and there. And I think that shows trust, because, you can go after somebody and challenge them and know that there's enough trust there that, you can hug them after the workout. I saw that several times this summer.
That's the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Ryan Day. Thank you, Ryan. You are the busiest man in Indianapolis today. We're just trying to keep up. So
appreciate you guys.
Here with Denzel Burke, Ohio State cornerback. Doesn't really need an introduction at this point. Denzel, you set the tone for the entire offseason with a March declaration, natty or bust. I heard Will Howard say it a couple days ago. Have you kind of maintained that through the entire offseason? Has that been your mantra, or have you kind of toned that down a little bit and just gotten to work?
It's not really the mantra. It's just really just winning the moment every day, taking care of our teammates, holding everybody accountable, you know, and getting everyone to one common goal, and that's to win it all.
Denzel, you want to win it all, but you also want to get here to play in the Big Ten Championship. What's it like being here, first of all, and being in Lucas Oil Stadium?
You know, it's a good little feeling before I'm actually here at the end of the season and kind of get a little feel of the field, atmosphere in here, and, you know, everybody in here already. So it's a good feeling.
Were you surprised that you were selected to come over here, or were you aiming for that? Is this something that you wanted? Are you trying to become a captain of this team? Like, what's the goal for you individually from a off-field standpoint, I guess, this summer?
Yeah, man, that's really just up to my teammates, and I didn't know I was coming. I was kind of surprised that I was coming. You know, just being able to represent this team, you know, Ohio, it's a blessing. Can't take it for granted.
Are you looking forward to some of the questions you're about to get here today? You know, whether that be about last year, whether that be about the rivalry game or winning a national championship. Like, I don't know. What are you hoping to hear that today? Or what are you hoping to say?
Doesn't matter. I'm ready. Get ready to hear raw and uncut too. So, yeah.
Denzel, what is it you love so much about playing cornerback and kind of having the target on your back, being that cornerback one on the team?
You know, it's awesome. You know, it's a blessing to be able to play the corner position and knowing how hard it is and, you know, all the hard work I put into it and knowing it's not easy to come out every Saturday, knowing you got to defend touchdowns, you got to win on third downs, you got to win on fourth downs. But, you know, it's fun. No stress for me.
Thanks, Denzel. Really appreciate it. Back to you guys.
Thanks.
That was Ohio State head coach Ryan Day and star cornerback Denzel Burke. Andy, they're not really backing off from anything. It's kind of crazy that they're just holding these expectations. They're not backing away from them. They're not shying away from them. Not that they really can in a place like this where everyone's asking them. But it's just kind of carrying into the preseason from all that offseason chatter.
They have to lean into it. I mean, you're Ohio State. You know, you're going to the season as preseason number one, number two, number three range in the country, along with, you know, the Georgias, the Alabamas, the top country programs in the country. Like, this is the expectation. Ryan Day knows that you're not expected to lose any games, and especially the game against Michigan at the end of the season. So really the expectations, they're just leaning into them. I'm not surprised to hear what they're saying. They've been really kind of saying this stuff since February, since we started talking to the guys, even the transfers that came in. So it's a lot of the same stuff, but just in a different location where they want to be, you know, at the end of the season in the Big Ten Championship.
So we just talked to Ryan Day. He was right here next to us. Do you sense a new Ryan Day? Is this a different Ryan Day? What's the vibe on Ryan Day? We're gonna talk to him here in a little bit for about an hour. But what's your vibe right now on the Ryan Day temperature check?
I wouldn't say it's a new Ryan Day. I would say maybe it's a refreshed Ryan Day. I think it's someone that really trusts Chip Kelly. I think that's the big word that came out, you know, this morning when he was at the podium, trust. Yeah. You know, he was looking for a head coach, someone who had head coaching experience to give play calling up to. And Chip Kelly fits that mold. Of course, Bill O'Brien did as well. But Chip Kelly even more so, with that trust being baked in from decades of time together, whether that was back in New Hampshire and Manchester, or just, you know, coaching alongside each other at UNH, and then, you know, with the Philadelphia Eagles, the San Francisco 49ers, now they're together at Ohio State. I think that's a reason why Ryan Day, maybe, you know, in such a pressure-cooked year, is, you know, pretty loose, because he trusts the guy who's going to be calling plays for him.
It's definitely a tanner Ryan Day. He looks very tan. He looks refreshed. He got some time with his family, which he talks about, of course, with us. He's going to talk to us for an hour, but I think one of the big things right now is just he wants to see the work, and that's very clear. He hears the expectations. He understands them. You know, a lot of times I think it's interesting that coaches say, like, we don't hear any of the outside noise. They are fully embracing the fact that they hear it. They understand those expectations, but they kind of just, at this point, they just want to get to work. And you can sense that, you know, 10 days from now when they start training camp cannot come soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not hear it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's social media, it's the TVs, it's everything. And, you know, you're here, right? And you see all the schools up top. You get the addition of the four teams. It's still weird to see Oregon, USC, UCLA, Washington. Yeah. And, you know, they got a big game at Oregon in October 12th. And I think that's something that can't be overlooked. So the expectations are there. The schedule is there. The expanded playoff, the expanded Big Ten is all there. But, you know, you said it. You know, they're trying to get back to work. Summer workouts seem to have gone well. I think that one thing that stood out in talking to Ryan Day was the accountability that all these players have for each other, the leadership. you know, really holding guys accountable in workouts, after workouts, making sure off the field they're processing things correctly, they're studying film. You know, we talked to Denzel Burke. He's someone that's matured a lot in terms of his approach to the game over the last couple of years. And he talked about how, you know, he kind of lost his edge after his freshman season, had to regain that as a sophomore when he was hurt. A lot of these guys are seasoned and they know how to drive themselves, but also their teammates.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think it's something that we'll take into the rest of the day here. Letterman Rowe's coverage of Big Ten Media Days. Ohio State is very much center stage. The other five schools that are here on Tuesday are some of the lower ranked schools in the Big Ten, and then they put the big boy right in the middle of all of them. Ohio State is here. They are certainly, like I said, in center stage here in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Full coverage at coming at lettermanrowe.com. We've got to get the 41-year vet, Tim May. He's going to join us here in a little bit for another video. For now, Andy and I are going to go get back to work. We're trying to provide all that content at lettermanrowe.com. We'll see you guys over there. Thanks for watching the interview with Ryan Day.